WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is fresh air.
Everyone gets everything he wants. I wanted a mission. And for my sins, they gave me one. Brought it up to me like room service.
Captain Willard, are you in there?
Yeah.
It was a real choice mission. And when it was over, I'd never want another.
In Apocalypse Now, Captain Willard, played by Martin Sheen, is sent on a mission deep into the Cambodian jungle. His job is to kill a fellow American, the renegade Colonel Kurtz, played by Marlon Brando. Sheen has returned to the military in his new film, Cadence, in which he's a hardened combat veteran who's the commander of a stockade. The only white prisoner in the stockade is played by Sheen's son, Charlie Sheen. Another son, Ramon Estevez, also appears in Cadence. This is Martin Sheen's first time out directing a feature film. Sheen's acting credits include starring roles in The Dead Zone, Badlands, and Wall Street. Cadence is based on a novel by Gordon Weaver.
It's a story about a young GI from Montana who's serving at a tiny base in West Germany when his father dies in 1965, and he goes home for the funeral, and he's crushed by the whole business, and he's an orphan now, so he wants out of the Army very badly. He goes back to his outfit and behaves very badly and ends up in the stockade for 3 months, and it turns out he's the only white guy in there. And this black community really has a very powerful effect on him, and he becomes a member of that family, and he's made whole and healthy by them.
I find it really interesting that two of the best-known Vietnam War films starred people in your family. Apocalypse Now starred you, Platoon starred your son, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to figure out, like, how that came to be? You know, it seems like such a bizarre coincidence.
I was amazed by it. After Platoon came out, I couldn't believe the similarities and the effects that it had on Charlie, and the similar effects, of course, that Apocalypse had on me. We shared a lot in common. Just one of those remarkable coincidences.
Well, Apocalypse Now is a very difficult film for you in a lot of ways, and I know you suffered a heart attack while making it.
We're never going to forget that, are we?
Well, I was wondering, though, if you almost tried to warn your son Charlie against making Platoon because of the hardships that you suffered while making Apocalypse Now.
Well, it's not entirely for that reason. I, frankly, at the time, after reading the script, did not feel that it was that good.
Platoon?
Yeah. I felt he shouldn't do it, and thank heaven he didn't listen to me.
What didn't you like about the script?
Well, the script was much different than the movie, as most the scripts are, you know. It became a movie when Oliver did such a brilliant job on it. The script was more or less a map of the general area, but it was not as specific, not nearly as specific as the movie. And that's kind of typical about the way movies get done from the time they leave the page until they end up as the final production.
Apocalypse Now was compared to the actual war in Vietnam, is in that as the filmmakers got into the movie, they got more and more mired into the movie, and the financial and human cost of the movie became greater than anyone had expected. Do you think that's a valid comparison? Did you feel that way during the making of the film?
Well, I did on a very much different kind of level. I felt in a sense that we had misbehaved very badly, and that a lot of the difficulties we had were from our misbehavior, the way we treated certain people at certain times. And I felt very ashamed about that, and I know a lot of my colleagues did as well. There were a lot of logistical problems, a lot of weather problems, and things that could not have been foreseen in a budget or any kind of planning with this film. And but to say that it resembled any kind of way that the war was conducted, I don't think that's very accurate. I mean, we had like one or two boats, and nobody was really shooting at us, so that I think it's kind of a Hollywood comparison rather than a realistic one.
You referred to the misbehavior, feeling bad about how people were treated. What were you referring to?
Well, I was ashamed of the way some members of our company, mind you, we were a very large company, were treating the local people, the Filipino people, the Ifugao people. And I was embarrassed by this and tried to distance myself in some measure from my company.
What kind of emotional and physical demands were made on you during the making of the film?
Well, they weren't just on me. I mean, well, they were very heavy, of course, but it wasn't just me. It was everybody, and it was certainly members of my family and members of the company, particularly the actors, and Francis and his family. And the toll was heavy, you know. When I arrived in Manila in May of 77, I was prepared for a 16-week shoot, and that was it. And I ended up doing 13 months, and there were some that did a few months longer than I, because I came as a replacement. You know, they had been shooting for some few months before I got there.
Who did you replace?
A dear, sweet man. Later, we became friends. In fact, I've worked with him a couple of times. That's Harvey Keitel. Yeah, if I'd talked to him before I'd gone in, I may have changed my mind. But I have no regrets, absolutely none.
Did you feel that the movie had something to do with the heart attack?
Well, not really, because I think, in all honesty, I would have had that heart attack somewhere eventually. I nearly died, you know, and it changed my life. It led me back to the Catholic Church eventually in 1981. And the past 10 years have been by far the most difficult and equally the best years and the happiest years of my life.
One more question about Apocalypse. Can you tell us a little bit about the shooting of the opening scene?
The absolute truth about it was shot on my 36th birthday, August the 3rd, 1976, in a little town called Santa Cruz in the local City Hall, which we were using as a hotel. And I had been drinking all of that day, and I was quite inebriated by the time we got to filming that scene. And I asked Francis to allow me to wrestle, in a sense, with some demons that were inside of me that I was wrestling with for a number of years. And I thought this would be an opportunity, in a sense, to get them out in the open, to wrestle with them in public, to wrestle with them on film. And he was very reluctant, and particularly when I hurt myself in the middle of the scene, he tried to stop it. I slammed my hand into a mirror, which I didn't even know was there.
This is when you're practicing karate chops, right?
He tried to stop the scene. I said, no, please continue on. And he had two cameras going, and I begged him not to stop.
And you're referring to the part where you're kind of like practicing moves and karate chops, and you accidentally put your hand through the mirror.
Well, I was so inebriated, I could hardly stand up, you know, and I was very vulnerable, and a lot of my pain came to the surface. There was no defense left, and you saw really, in a sense, who I was at that time. I was a very confused man, very unhappy man, and I came to grips with it there.
So what do you see when you look back at that scene now?
Oh, dear, I haven't seen it in 12 years, I guess. I saw the picture when it opened, and I saw it once since, and I have not seen it since then.
Why not?
Oh, well, it's in the past, you know. I don't look over my shoulder very often. I think it's dangerous because you can't see where you're going if you're looking behind you. So I've left that go and have gone on, you know. That's who I was, you know. That's where I was at that time. That's not who I am now or where I am now. And so I'm able to move on. I exercised it, if you will.
Actor Martin Sheen is my guest. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. Martin Sheen is my guest, and he stars in and directs the new movie Cadence, which also stars his son, Charlie Sheen. In 1989, you were the honorary mayor of Malibu, and you declared the city a nuclear-free zone, a sanctuary for aliens and homeless, and a protected environment for all life, wild and tame. Yeah. Did they get rid of you real quick after that?
You bet. Who could blame them?
So what happened?
Yes. I don't think they knew anything about me, you know. It was one of the people in the Chamber of Commerce called and said, well, will you do this? And I said, no, I'm not interested. And they said, well, it's just a honorary position, and it's just a figurehead kind of thing. I said, okay, let's go for it. And so I used the occasion of Dan Berrigan's birthday to make this announcement, and the old yogurt hit the fan, as they say. And Malibu hasn't been the same since, thank God.
You know what the trouble is about being an actor with quote, good politics? Now, tell me what you think here. When I was watching your movie, Cadence, and the character played by your son, Charlie Sheen, who is white, gets thrown into a stockade with prisoners who are all black, and he realizes that he's bound to be the outsider in this community of all black, one white. You know, all the black characters in the stockade are charged with horrible crimes, rape and murder and so on. But you know that they're really going to be good people who were probably unjustly accused of their crimes, because you know that the director of this movie, Martin Sheen, has really good politics, and you know he's going to be making an anti-racist statement. So you could kind of guess what's going to happen in a way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
So what? You know, how many pictures do you go to where Arnold or Sylvester isn't up to their old tricks, and you figured it out in the first frame. You figure it out from the advertisement, don't you? I mean, what's wrong with exploring who I am and what I do for a living? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so if people make...
I come from a place, and I stand for something different. And if in coming into a movie, you're going to be exposed to that, in my opinion, it's fair enough, you know, because it'll keep just as many people away. You follow? I mean, there's going to be a lot of folks that say, well, we know it's Sheen, we know that old radical, you know, he's going to be preaching the gospel of dissent and so forth, so we won't bother with his movie. And that's fair enough, too, you know.
You were born with the name Ramon Estevez.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how and why you changed your name to Martin Sheen?
Well, I didn't change it officially. My name is still Ramon Estevez. My son, Ramon Estevez, is in this movie with Charlie and I, as you know. And when I came to New York 32 years ago, it was very difficult to get anyone interested in me as an actor, let alone as a Hispanic actor with this name, which few people could even understand. So rather than change it, I chose another one, and I chose the name Martin Sheen. I chose the Martin from a dear man who was a casting director at CBS at the time, who was very encouraging to me. His name was Robert Dale Martin. And I chose the Sheen from a man who had a very powerful influence on me as well when I was a lad, and his name was Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. He was the auxiliary bishop of New York, and during the 50s, he used to have a television show, a half hour every Tuesday night on network TV, where he literally delivered a lecture, and he was very popular. And I thought of him as a wonderful actor. So I put those two names together, and I invented this character that's speaking to you now. But I have kept my name, Ramon Estevez, and it's still on all legal documents, including a passport and driver's license and so forth.
Do you have any feelings one way or another about your children who act using the Sheen name or the Estevez name? Because they've made both of those choices.
Well, I'm so proud of Emilio. He was the first one to jump in, and he kept his name, and he was really torn about it. And I said, oh, please, 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 keep your name. Keep your name. And he did. Charlie decided to change it, and I really, really tried to get him to use his name, and he felt it. He wanted to use Sheen. And it's fine, you know. He's entitled. He's an adult, and he lives with that, and it's fine, you know. But Ramon has kept it, and Renee has kept it. It's just a sense of Hispanic pride that I have that made me want them to keep the name.
Martin Sheen, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Martin Sheen stars in the new film Cadence, which he also directed. Here he is in Apocalypse Now.
Saigon. I'm still only in Saigon. Every time I think I'm gonna wake up back in the jungle. I'm here a week now. Waiting for a mission. Getting softer. Every minute I stay in this room, I get weaker. And every minute Charlie squats in the bush, he gets stronger. Each time I looked around, the walls moved in a little tighter.
This is Fresh Air.